Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Many people have security cameras at their house now. It's kind of commonplace for many homes.
Oh, I got it locked down, girlfriend. I can see the entire street.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. But do you need to tell people when they come onto your property that you have all these cameras?
This is an interesting thing. I went to a gathering on Saturday night, and I thought that I have many cameras. You know, I'm very proud of my camera prowess, yeah. Anna Zapp, as I've shared with you before.
The fort.
Yes, but I spoke with another couple, and not only do they have less cameras than me outside, they have 5 cameras inside.
Do they have a nanny? Do they have babysitters?
They have kids, yeah. And they have teenagers, and they're good kids, but I started wondering, are they good kids because they know they're under surveillance or because they don't know? And they told me that the kids are only aware of actually half the cameras.
Right.
Funny thing came up that night.
Okay.
So Alicia's grandmother was over at the house and she's doing some dog sitting because, you know, my dogs are like my kids and we need people to watch out for them at all times, blah, 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 blah. And she's always been very trustworthy. She's assuring us that she has taken the dogs out. We left her there at the house right around dinner time, 2.5 hours later. We haven't received any Ring notifications or anything like that. She didn't actually go outside.
She didn't take the dogs
out. She didn't take the dogs outside.
She was supposed to.
And she was asked like 3 times via text whether or not she did, and she claims that she did. So then my wife says maybe she just opened the back door and the dogs are so short they don't set off the motion detectors. Then the cameras don't know. I said, no, that's not how it works.
Wait a minute. Your grandmother lied. Her job was to take out the dogs.
Pretty sure grandma lied dead to our face about taking the dogs out.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe she's lazy now. I really don't know. It's cold out. Maybe she doesn't want to go outside at this point or whatever. But
I said to Alicia, her point blank,
yes.
Did you take the dogs out? And she said yes. Because maybe they didn't want to go out.
I mean, I don't know about point blank. I mean, Alicia wasn't interrogating her. Oh. She clearly denied. She clearly said she took the dogs out. Either way. And she did not. And so then I said to Alicia, I was like, doesn't she know we have cameras? Doesn't she know that we would know whether or not she was telling the truth? And she goes, oh, I don't think she knows. And I was like, well, wait a minute. I mean, you haven't told her? I figured that she had just seen them on the outside of the house. I didn't realize that I had to notify people or whatever. And this starts this other debate.
Like, do you need to tell people when they're on camera when they come to your home? It's funny. I went to get a manicure this past weekend.
Right.
And it was so old school. It was on the wall. It was framed. It says, smile, you're on candid camera.
Remember that? Right. You first see those security CC camera things and you think, like, there's something hiding in that building.
Then I thought about it. I'm like, I don't think anybody under the age of 25 knows what that means. Smile, you're on candid camera. Mm. Right? Because that's like old school.
Yeah, it is an old school show.
But immediately, I started looking up and looking around. Like, you know you're always kind of being watched.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're actually notified that
when you're made
cameras,
aware of it. Right. You want to know what angle they're getting.
Yeah. I'm like looking around. I'm smiling.
Did
up.
I pick my nose?
Right. Exactly.
Did I scratch my butt?
Well, I was.
What happened?
If you come to my house, and my girlfriend Danielle actually had a conversation with me about this because she knew that I had cameras, but
right.
She didn't know the extent of cameras that I had.
Right.
And it caught something with audio. And she said to me, she goes, I feel like you should have told me that.
She's like,
I would
watch
what
I say. Invasion of privacy?
And I'm like, well, you're in my house. You're my property. Like, you know, I should be able to do what I want.
And do you not understand how technology works? In Munn's defense, she's nearly 70. Danielle is of our age and understands Amazon and, you know, electronics.
I think she didn't know that it also had audio. I think that was the thing.
And it's super clear.
1-800-330-9999. Do you need to tell people about your security cameras at your home?
Raven caught out his grandmother lying about taking out the dogs. She didn't know that he had cameras all around the house.
Busted.
1-800-330-9999. What did you see with your home security cameras? Hi, Anna and Raven.
My son caught someone going up the street with a refrigerator and a flatbed, and it landed in the middle of the road, and they just kept driving.
I'm sorry, that sounds very inconvenient and not considerate at all. At the same time, it sounds like an awesome video to have.
And now you at least know what happened. You don't just look at the refrigerator in the middle of the road.
Right, you just pull up later on and the refrigerator's there and you didn't know how it got there.
And then the city had to come and get rid of it.
And then you can time the city workers' work, too, as they pull up and do it. I did that, actually. I had a video when they picked up the sofa in my front yard. They pulled up one of them big claw machines.
Yeah.
It was like watching an episode of Gold Rush in my front yard on my Ring camera. I loved it.
1-800-330-9999. What did you catch with your home security camera? What did you catch on your home security cameras? 1-800-330-9999. This all comes up because Raven caught his grandmother lying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're supposed to be trustworthy. Greatest Generation, my butt. You're supposed to be over there watching the dogs. You don't take them out for a walk there. And then you tell us on the thing. And then my wife is calling out her grandmother going, really, really, really make sure you take them out. And she responds by like a teenager by just saying, got you. And doesn't even say you, but says it with a you. Like, yo, I got you.
Right. What she didn't realize when she was lying about taking out the dogs is that Raven could watch the whole thing on the cameras and knew the dogs never went outside, and she had never gone outside the entire time they were gone.
Yeah, and I think it's a thing that once you get the cameras, you watch your house more than you've ever watched anything in your life.
My husband's favorite pastime.
Or imagine it's like getting a baby monitor, right? It's got to be the same.
It's his favorite pastime. My husband, all he does is send me clips from the Ring camera.
I love it.
He'd be like, look what happened today. Look what happened. Your mom stopped by. I'm like, she watered the plants. I'm like, what?
That was nice, Mom.
That was nice, Mom. Thank you.
High-quality video just makes you want to share. You sit down at the table, the dinner table, or you stop somewhere for lunch, you're checking your cameras.
Yeah. What did you find on your Ring camera? One, mine caught me falling down my front stairs on the way to work on ice.
Good call.
Which, you know, sounds sad.
Never shared that.
I shared it.
Did you?
Oh, it's on our Instagram. I tried to find it to repost it this morning, and it's because it's a couple years old. I couldn't find it, but I'm going to look for it again. If you scroll down on our Instagram, it's there. Search Anna and Raven.
Nice.
My favorite of all time is our mailman being attacked by a bee. It's so messed up, but he's going about his regular day, and then all of a sudden it's frantic. Right, he's got the it's rolled up with the rubber band.
Sure,
and he's whacking at it. And our cameras have audio, so he's swearing.
Nice.
He's just yelling and swearing, and I'm like, oh my god,
that's
fantastic.
And you
see the bee in the camera up close.
Nice,
right at him.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. What did you catch on your security camera?
My wife and I decided to bring a soup to a thick friend without them knowing. Ends up, 10 minutes later, I receive a text message with the video of the soup. We didn't want them to know. They are the ones that sent me the message. On video.
Well, at least they know that you didn't spit in it. I mean, if food shows up on my doorstep and I don't know who prepared it or how it got there, I'm not eating that food.
Yeah, but it's funny because, you want to be a surprise. You can't have anything be a surprise anymore because
they can
just watch you do it.
No surprises in my life anymore.
My husband scares me with mine because, I'll be standing outside and all of a sudden I'll hear his voice come from the Ring on the doorbell.
Right.
Yeah, and it's creepy.
No matter what I say on the Ring camera, though, I've figured out that the renewal Anderson window guy, he keeps coming back.
He just keeps coming around and coming.
It's like three times a year. Mm. I point out the fact that if you're a real window expert, you can see all of these windows are brand new.
Yep.
Go away. Does it every time.
100%. 1-800-330-9999. What did you catch on your home security camera?